Well, 2016 was, in my opinion, a very exciting year for Fort Wayne because I think there was a lot of momentum taking place. I think a lot of our citizens and a lot of those people who visited our community, they were witnessing a real exciting time taking place. A lot of businesses were locating here. A lot of housing was being developed. A lot of services were being brought to the table. A lot of new events were being developed, so I think we saw constant movement, and all in most cases for the better. And I think that it did create a momentum that a lot of people want to continue to experience. And we've tried very hard to make Fort Wayne a point of destination, and I think we're moving in that direction.
Legacy funding has been approved for the first phase of riverfront development. So could you talk a little bit about what that means for the project and what residents will start seeing within the next year?
Sure. The construction project of riverfront consists of developing on the north and south side of the river between the Old Well Street Bridge and the Harrison Street Bridge. Okay, so if you visualize the current structure, it's primarily woods and overgrowth and the like on the south side of the river. On the north side, you might be familiar with the Outfitters encampment, where they're able to offer canoe rides and pontoon rides and so on. Well, that's the area that we're going to be developing. And on the south side is where we're going to have the promenade, where we're going to have the pavilion, where we're going to have the music shell and concession stands, and really make it a very lively, energetic, active atmosphere. Because right behind those buildings are going to be where the restaurants and the cafes and the bars and the boutiques and all of that will be. So that's going to be the real active area. On the north side is going to be more of a nature area where you can, again, walk along the river, but you can actually walk up a trail system that cascades through the trees. It's very unique, very creative, but you're going to be able to walk among the top of the trees on a trail system that will take you out and have you overlook the river. So that's, again, very unique, something that's going to be a real additional attraction for Fort Wayne, which we hope will bring more and more visitors to be able to experience that. So we're very excited about what ultimately it will bring to our community.
What's the estimated time of completion for the first phase of the project?
What I've been told is if all goes well and they begin to break ground this spring, which would be the spring of 2017, it should be done by the fall of 2018.
Another development that we've heard and spoken a lot about this year is the Landing. What's the status on that?
Well, the Landing is about a $32 million project. We are almost completely finished with the financing part of it. A lot of the private sector has stepped forward, and the federal government has stepped forward as well and said this is a good enough project that we want to invest not only private dollars, but federal, state, and local dollars to make this a real attraction to downtown. You know, the Columbia Street has tried several different approaches over the years to make it a real gathering point for citizens and for visitors, and nothing has really taken off as far as something sustainable. So we've come up with a plan to engage a company out of Cincinnati. They're called the Model Group, and they specialize in this type of renovation. So we brought them in. They took a look at it. They felt that there was a lot of potential. They flew a number of us over to Cincinnati to take a look what they had done. We came back extremely impressed. We've since sat down with architectural and engineering firms and began to put to paper what we think will really be something very unique and very exciting for the city. It's going to create a nightlife for many of those who have chosen to live downtown, and many of those apartments and lofts and condominiums are all in that area. So for those looking for something to do it in the evening, our intent is to open that entire area up, perhaps light it up at night, create a real festive atmosphere, a place where people can hang out after work and into the evenings, make it a real celebration on the weekends. So again, I think that for those people who have chosen to work downtown, to live downtown, we want to create as many opportunities for them to play downtown as well. And that's the theory behind Columbia Street.
Earlier in the year, there was a lot of conversation and excitement talking about possibly building an arena downtown. But in the last few months, we haven't really heard too much about that. So where are we in that process of kind of figuring out if we're going to have an arena downtown?
Well, I think one of the things that has taken place is those looking at it have decided that it needs to be more than an arena. So what they've done now is come forward and would like to change the focus to an actual event center. And the reason they've chosen that terminology is when you say an arena, primarily you think of just basketball or just those types of sports. Well, what they wanted to encourage us to do is to look beyond that and to make the center a building that not just supplies an opportunity for basketball and other sports, but also for a music venue, for those concerts that are really too small for the Coliseum and too big for the Embassy or the Folinger. It could be a primary place to offer those artists an opportunity to perform in the area of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 audience. And then also the fact they want to locate it where they do provides an opportunity to hook it into the Grand Wayne Center through a sky bridge to help the Grand Wayne Center grow their capabilities. In talking to them, there are several days a year where the convention center has to turn down conventions because they have no room. Our convention center is getting very, very popular, and as such, there are days where we have to turn conventions away. And that's the last thing you want to do if you're trying to make your city more attractive. You've got to be able to provide housing opportunities and the like for those that want to come in for a few days. So we are working with the housing part of it, but one of the things that we didn't have was more convention space. So by hooking it into the new event center, that's going to provide all kinds of opportunities for additional meeting rooms, for additional conference space, for different events that could take place on the floor of a new event center. So there's all kinds of possibilities to help the Grand Wayne Center grow as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of different things that we can use the event center for besides just basketball.
Do you see movement on that happening within the next year?
Yes, I do. Right now, the Capital Improvement Board, which is in charge of overseeing all of this, they've already hired a company to take a look at the building from an architectural perspective to really sit down and say, what should this look like? You know, what can make it an attractive facility, but at the same time not go overboard and spend money foolishly? So they've done this all over the country. You know, when you're going to build something like this, you want to make sure that you do it right, and you want to make sure that you design a facility that has been successful elsewhere. So the CIB, I think, understandably, went outside the city and looked for those firms who have been successful in doing this in other cities. So we have the engineering and architectural design being looked at, and they should be done within the next month or so. From what I hear. At the same time, they've hired an accounting firm to take a look at how much is this really going to cost the city of Fort Wayne and the county of Allen. How much will it take to invest in a facility like this? Because this will be very, very unique for our community, not unlike Parkview Field, in the sense that it's going to be an attraction area that we anticipate will bring hundreds of thousands of people downtown to participate and to engage in the various activities. So, you know, if we're going to do it, we need to do it right. We need to build it right, and we need to make sure that there is enough money that's going to be generated to make this hopefully as self-sustainable as possible.
throughout the last year, we've seen a pretty decent increase in crime, and you and the police department have proposed a number of initiatives throughout the course of the year.
Right.
Why do you think we've seen the increase in crime numbers in this year in particular, and what could be done in the new year to bring those numbers down?
Well, the three main areas of challenge have been with us for a period of time. And as I meet with other mayors, and Chief Reed meets with other police chiefs and with his partners with the FBI and the state police, we meet on a regular basis, and the same three challenges continue to come back. And these are areas that really are very, very difficult to try to get our arms around. One is the proliferation of guns in our community. There are thousands of guns in Fort Wayne that are not registered to people. They have fallen into the hands of those individuals who are not or should not be in a position to carry a handgun as far as self-defense and so on. And the fact that they do carry the guns puts innocent victims, puts businesses and the like in a very vulnerable position, because those individuals with those guns apparently have no fear to use those weapons in the commission of a crime. So the proliferation of guns is a great concern to me and to my staff. The second area that goes along with it is drug activity. Not all over the country, and Fort Wayne is certainly no exception, we're seeing an increase in drug usage, especially with opioids. They are becoming increasingly easy to obtain. Many of them, unfortunately, are a result of medicines that have been given to patients with pain that they need to try to eliminate. With those pain pills, in many cases, they are opioids. They are very, very easy to sell on the open market, and patients are doing that in order to get cash, and they're willing to suffer, in some cases, the pain in order to get the money. And so we're seeing a lot of that. Also, opioids are very cheap and very plentiful in our community. And then finally, gangs. We do have a number of gangs in our community, a city our size. It's not unusual to have a group of men, and sometimes women, but mostly men, who feel that it's important to exercise their ego needs by getting together with a group of others and defining a certain space in the town and claim that territory as theirs, and they want to control all the activity and try to be aware of all the crime that takes place in that part of town, and they pretty much control it from their perspective. We know who they are. We do have several task forces that try to stay on top of that, but it's the hardest challenge that we have before us is when a crime is committed, to have enough police officers in the immediate area to be able to immediately respond to that. And right now, we don't have enough police officers. Even with the new class coming aboard in 2017, which will take us up to full complement, that's still probably not going to be enough to have police officers everywhere at all times. So we need to work with our citizens more. We need to work with our neighborhood associations and our faith-based community. And we need to use our citizens more and more as the eyes and ears of our police department.
There's been a lot of talk about structural realignment at IPFW, and the Indiana Tech Law School looks to be shutting its doors next summer. Tell me your thoughts on changes to higher education in Northeast Indiana.
Well, I think higher education has been struggling for quite some time as to identifying truly what are the skill sets that are going to be necessary for the next generation. And I think right now, IU in particular, they're going through their curriculum, they're going through all of their course offerings, and simply saying, you know, is this a degree that's really going to be applicable in the next 5 to 10 years? And if it is, we keep it. If it's not, then maybe we should phase it out and let some other college somewhere pick it up. And we design new courses with new skill sets that will meet the what we perceive to be the needs, employment needs for the future. And that's a real challenge for employers, and it's a real challenge for educational partners to be able to match up what the schools are teaching and what the employers are saying they're going to need as far as future employees. And that's a real tough challenge. So the fact that IU has gone through and identified, even though you and I may disagree, they have identified some areas that they feel could not stand the test of time as far as course offerings and degrees, and they're trying to replace that with coursework that might be a little more applicable to where Fort Wayne's going to be in the future. And it's a real tough task.
Does this create specific challenges in attracting students and younger people to this region?
Well, it's a gamble. For those who are coming here wanting to have a liberal arts degree, it might create a challenge. Although we do have other colleges and universities in the area that have picked up that load. You know, some of the other great universities we have in Fort Wayne, the University of St. Francis and others, still have a significant amount of their course offerings in the liberal arts area. So if you can't pick it, up at one university, you may be in a position to go to one of the other offerings that we have in Fort Wayne. But at the same time, I think what IU and Purdue are saying is we feel, especially Purdue, we feel that much of the future as far as coursework is going to lie in the area of medicine. So it's going to try to expand their school of medicine to include, you know, physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech pathology and biomedical engineering. And those skill sets that are going to be necessary to take care of the increasing elderly population. The baby boomers of the 50s are now turning, you know, 60s and 70s and 80s, and they're going to need professionals to take care of those health care needs. And I think that's one of the reasons that IU went in that direction. But they didn't abandon the entire campus. They simply said, IU is going to concentrate in the field of medicine. Purdue University, you can have everything else as long as the skill sets that you're going to be offering the community, the degrees you're going to be offering, are still applicable to where our community is going to head in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years.
Now, with this next question, I know this is kind of like asking you to pick a favorite child, but if you had to pick one thing, what would you say the city's best accomplishment in 2016 would be?
That's hard to say one specific thing. And if you allow me, what I'd like to say is our downtown. I think the fact that a tremendous amount of effort, tremendous amount of planning, a lot of marketing, a lot of really gut work has gone into making our downtown a real place of attraction, and not only for our own citizens to come downtown and enjoy the theaters and enjoy the restaurants and enjoy a lot of the festivals and so on, but I think it also sets the stage for potential employers who come into town and meet with me and meet with others, and if they see these festivals going on and people in a good mood and they see how we take our city and embrace it as far as a place of activity and a place of fun, that I think speaks volumes for our city. So we've spent a lot of time over the last 8 or 9 years trying to convince the private sector to partner with us to make our downtown a real point of destination for those who are visiting and perhaps someday who are in a position to call Fort Wayne home. So, you know, the Skyline Tower, which is currently being built, the Ash Building, the Cityscape Flats, the discussion on the landing, the discussion on Riverfront, We have a lot of things that are going on right now, and I think all of it's trying to lend itself to making Fort Wayne an area that stands out in Indiana and a place where people ultimately would like to go to spend some time.
Last but not least, you had a health scare in early November that led to bypass surgery.
Right.
You took some time to recover, but I've seen you out in the city recently. How are you feeling these days?
Well, actually, I'm feeling exceptionally well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I have a very supportive wife and family, although they are still a little worried about me spending too much time at the office and too much time at some of the civic functions. That's the life that I've chosen to live. It's hard for me to just sit in a recliner or lay on a couch and do nothing. I can only read so much and watch so much news. I have to get up and move. My staff was very open to coming into my home and meeting with me on several occasions, but now I'm in a position where I can go into the office. I try to limit my hours somewhat, but there is so much going on in our city, so many neat things that I, to the extent that I can, I want to be a part of it. But I'm also acutely aware that if I push myself too hard, then a relapse could happen. So I'm trying to balance my health with my work, with my home life, and I think things are working out okay.
That's all I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to say that thank you for taking the time to listen to what's happening in Fort Wayne in 2016 and what we're looking for in 2017. Fort Wayne right now has a great window of opportunity available to us, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't try to take advantage of that as much as we can.